A new study suggests that patients with breast cancer who take additional vitamins during chemotherapy treatment may face increased risks. Researchers said the use of dietary supplements that increase levels of antioxidants, iron, vitamin B12, and omega-3 fatty acids appeared to lower the effectiveness of chemotherapy. Researchers reported their findings in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. Christine Ambrosoni is the head of cancer prevention and control at the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center in Buffalo, New York. She said, "From this study and others in the literature, it seems that it may not be wise to take supplements during chemotherapy. It's thought that antioxidants might interfere with the ability of chemotherapy to kill cancer cells," Ambrosoni said. Some doctors have been advising patients for a number of years not to take antioxidants during chemotherapy. But there was no strong empirical data for that recommendation, Ambrosoni said. So, Ambrosoni and other researchers decided to study whether supplement use might affect chemotherapy's effectiveness. They looked for evidence in an earlier study on diet, exercise, lifestyle, and cancer results. In the earlier research, people who took part were asked about their use of supplements at the beginning of and during treatment, and about their lifestyle, diet, and exercise. The researchers studied 1,134 patients who filled out the surveys and followed them for a median of 6 years. Their supplement use was much lower than usual, Ambrosoni said. About 20% of patients were taking supplements before starting chemotherapy, and 13% during the treatments. The researchers searched for other possibilities that might increase the risk of the disease reappearing, or of death. They found that patients who took any supplements at the beginning of and during chemotherapy were 41% more likely to have their breast cancer return than those who did not. In addition, the supplement takers were 40% more likely to die later on compared to patients using no supplements. The supplements included vitamin A, C, and E. Those taking vitamin B12 and iron supplements were at greater risk of cancer returning, the researchers said. Women taking vitamin B12 were 83% more likely to experience a return of their disease, and 22% more likely to die from it than those not taking those supplements. Those taking omega-3 supplements were 67% more likely to have the disease return. That percentage rose to 79% for those taking iron supplements. Amy Tiersten is a professor of medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City. She said she was pleased with the research. For years, we have been cautioning patients about the use of vitamins, in particular antioxidants, during chemotherapy for breast cancer, Tiersten said. In an email to Reuters News Service, she said that she always told patients on chemotherapy that the best way to get their vitamins is through a well-balanced diet, and will continue to do so given these data. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.